Good afternoon. This is Dan O'Brien with your top third ag marketing closing grain comments for Thursday, August 1st, first day of the month, and August started right where July left off. So we had another day of heavy fund selling. Initially, that was kind of technical selling with the corn moving through some important moving averages. We stayed below the 100-day moving average at 414, got below the 200-day at 407, also got below the 62% retracement at 405 and continue lower, so you had weakness there. And then late in the day, about 12:30, President Trump released some tweets commenting on the stagnating talks with China and instituting 10% tariffs on an additional $300 billion of Chinese goods starting on September 1st. So that took an already weak market even lower. You had December corn trade down as low as 397 and a quarter, rallied back about 6 cents off those low. Soybeans traded down to 860. And finished again about six cents off of those lows. But we've had basically the third day in a row of heavy fund liquidation. Now, oftentimes these come in threes, so we will see if this was as much bad news as we could throw at these markets here, and if the funds are done for the time being, unloading that long position, probably still long in the neighborhood of 80 to 100,000 contracts of corn. So to the numbers, we had December finished down 7.5 cents at 402.5, got under $4 there, put in a low today of 397 and a quarter. Weak export sales also not helping today, 273,000 versus estimates of between 400 and 900,000 metric tons in the corn. Taking a look at wheat, you had September finished down 11.5 cents at 475 and three quarters in Chicago. Kansas City SEP down 7, 415 and three quarters, and Minneapolis SEP steady at 519 and a half. Wheat also bouncing 7 to 8 cents off the lows after the Trump tweet sell-off. Exports at the middle of the range there in wheat, 383,000 versus estimates of between 300 and 500,000, but this is several weeks in a row where the wheat exports have been higher than corn. That tells you what's been happening to corn demand here recently with the higher prices. And taking a look at beans, you had November finished down 16 and a quarter cents at 865 and a quarter. As I said, 5 and a quarter cents off the lows there. Export sales, 448,000 tons versus guesses of between 200,000 and 750,000. So again, technically speaking there in the beans traded below the 50% retracement yesterday at 882. Couldn't get it back above there today. Traded down below the 62% retracement at 866, got down to 60 and finished right on that number. Also right near the lows from May 28th when we traded as low as 864.5. So pretty substantial sell-offs here in the grains, and things now getting to a point technically where not only would funds be looking at liquidating longs, but below these major averages, they start thinking about getting short. So we will have to see how that plays out. Again, weakness technically and also on the Trump tariff announcement. That is all I have for this afternoon. Well, actually, in outside markets, you've got the dollar a little weaker, about 55 ticks off a 98.70 high down at 98.16. Crude oil taking a beating on this news as well, down $4.50 a barrel at 54.13. And the stock market down about 300 points, and that's about 600 points off of earlier high. So again, a pretty weak day across the board there. If you want to ask any questions, get in touch with us, you can reach us at 877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.